This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I'm going to call the House Legislative Procedure Committee to order. Would the Secretary please call the roll? We're waiting for her to catch up with the paperwork for those listening online. It's fine, just take your time.
Okay. Representatives Kamak?
Here.
Healy?
Here.
Mortensen?
Here.
Rehfeldt?
Here.
Van Huysen?
Here.
Stevens?
Here.
Bartels?
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We're going to go through this the same way Joint did. We're going to let the director of LRC explain the rule. We'll ask for public comment. We'll take committee questions, and we'll move through the process in the same order. Mr. McCullough, would you like to start with the First Amendment A?
Sure. Mr. Chair, members, this rule relates to establishing a select committee on discipline and expulsion. It changes the initial motion to create the committee from 2 to 5, and also adds language at the end of the section there saying that the makeup of the committee must be proportional to the party makeup of the House.
Is there any public input on this Amendment A? Seeing none, is there any committee questions or discussion? How about committee action?
I move the aforementioned amendment.
We have a motion from Representative Mortensen, a second from Representative Rehfeldt to adopt Amendment A. Any comments about the motion?
I think this makes sense. I think that these are committees that we don't adopt very often, and that is appropriate. We don't take them lightly. This reflects that, as well as better reflecting the accurate representation of the House chamber.
Any further comments? Representative Van Huysen.
I also want to add, my understanding is the Senate is also considering the change from 2 to 5. I think when it's possible, it's good for the two houses' rules to be the same. We have people move back and forth between the houses, and that's a key difference from Congress, where their rules are vastly different. So I think it's good to be consistent.
Thank you, Representative. Further comments? Seeing none, would the Secretary please call the roll?
Representatives Kamak.
Aye.
Healy.
Aye.
Mortensen.
Aye.
Rehfeldt.
Aye.
Van Huysen.
Aye.
Stevens.
Aye.
Bartels.
Aye.
7 ayes.
Motion carries. Move on to Amendment B. Mr. McCullough.
Mr. Chair, members, it's a simple change, just getting rid of some language that's no longer needed. The language relates to remote participation by members.
Any public comment on this rule change? I would just note that this is back when COVID was available and we had remote voting during session. Most of those rules were removed 2 years ago, and this one was missed, I believe, is the history of why we're doing it now. Any further comments or questions from the members or potential action?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Van Huysen.
I move we adopt Amendment B.
Second.
We have a motion from Representative Van Huysen, second from Representative Mortensen to adopt Amendment B to the rules. Any discussion? Seeing none, would the Secretary please call the roll?
Representatives Kamak?
Aye.
Healy?
Aye.
Mortensen?
Aye.
Rehfeldt?
Aye.
Van Huysen?
Aye.
Stevens?
Aye.
Bartels?
Aye.
7 ayes.
Having received a majority, oh, sorry. Gotta wait for you.
Oh, I said 7 ayes.
Oh, sorry. Having received a majority vote of the committee, this motion carries. Moving on to Amendment C. Mr. McCullough.
Mr. Chair, members, Amendment C provides further guidance on how the elections of House officers are to be administered. There's the addition of two sentences to this rule section. The first one provides that when there are two or more candidates for a House elective office, there's a roll call vote, and then members state their vote or their candidate of choice. If there are three or more candidates and no candidate receives a majority, then the candidate receiving the fewest votes is not considered in any subsequent election.
Representative Van Huysen, do you have comments? I believe this is your suggestion.
Yeah, and I'd just say, as you all know, it's extraordinarily rare that we have more than one person nominated from the floor for any of our offices, but it seems to me that the very worst time to figure out how to do it is when you have it happen. You'll have people with their own interests at that point, and so I think it's a good change to put this in black and white in our rules, that this is how we would do it if it occurred.
Okay, I'm going to ask for public comment now, or from anybody. Seeing none, further committee discussion or action? Representative Healy?
I move we approve Amendment C.
We have a motion to approve Amendment C. Representative Healy made the motion. Representative Rehfeld seconded. Any further comments or discussion? Seeing none, would the Secretary please call the roll?
Representatives Kamak?
Aye.
Healy?
Aye.
Mortensen?
Aye.
Rehfeld?
Aye.
Van Huysen?
Aye.
Stevens?
Aye.
Bartels?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 nays.
Having received a majority vote of the committee, motion carries. Moving on to Amendment D. Mr. McCullough.
Mr. Chair, members, this proposed rule provides that former speakers have the honorary title of Speaker Emeritus or Speaker Emerita.
Any further discussion on this rule? Comments? Any from the public? Committee action?
I move the adoption of Amendment D.
Second.
We have a motion to adopt Amendment D from Representative Mortensen, a second from Representative Rehfeld. Any comments on the motion?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Van Huysen.
Well, I was just going to say to Senator Schoenbeck, I hope the Senate adopts this too. I know it's very important to you to eventually have the title of President Pro Tem Emeritus. Yeah. No other comment. Thank you.
Hearing no further comments, would the Secretary please call the roll?
Representatives Kamak?
Aye.
Healy?
Aye.
Mortensen?
Aye.
Rehfeld?
Aye.
Van Huysen?
Aye.
Stevens?
Aye.
Bartels?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 nays.
Having received a majority vote, the motion is declared passed. I believe that's all we have before, so I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion from Representative Healy, seconded by Representative Rehfeld. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed, say nay. Motion carried.